It's a new day. At the Freedom Station, WFYL is working for your liberty, presenting news with no spin.
Thought-provoking, a local commentary. Your opinion matters.
Put the power back in the hands of the people.
Endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a new day.
Welcome to the morning show here at WFYL, 1180 a.m. on your dial. I think we have some interesting material to cover this morning, and I think if we listen closely, we'll realize that a lot of things need to be discussed, a lot of actions need to be taken. And in particular, I think it's worth the quote here from George Orwell, of all people, but it's pertinent today. The most powerful form of lie is the omission. George Orwell said, the most powerful form of lie is the omission. Abraham Lincoln, on the other hand, said, if the American people know the truth, they will do the right thing. Abraham Lincoln said, if the American people know the truth, they will do the right thing. We have a speech that has been largely omitted in recent newscasts and everything in the regular mainstream media. It's by Speaker Boehner, and it was given about a week ago on the floor of the House. This is a, you can find this on Breitbart on the internet, and here it is, Speaker Boehner and the floor of the House, and this is about the immigration, illegal immigrants situation.
Let me thank my colleague for yielding, and let me thank all of my who've worked to put this bill together. Today I rise, and the House rises, to support and defend our Constitution. We do not take this action lightly, but simply, there is no alternative. This is not a dispute between the parties or even between the branches of our government. This executive overreach is an affront to the rule of law and to the Constitution itself. I appreciate all the efforts of those working to fix our broken immigration system, especially since I'm one of them. What we're dealing with is a president who has ignored the people, has ignored the Constitution, and even his own past statements. In fact, on at least 22 occasions, he said he did not have the authority to do what he has done. Before he became president, on March 31, 2008, the president said, and I quote, "I take the Constitution very seriously. The biggest problems that we're facing right now have to do with the president trying to not go through Congress at all. And that's what I intend to reverse when I'm president." On May 19, 2008, the president said, and I quote, "I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States." And after he was president, on May 5, 2010, the president said, and I quote, "Anybody who tells you that I can wave a magic wand and make it happen hasn't been paying attention to how this town works." On July the 1st, 2010, the president said, and I quote, "There are those who have argued passionately that we should at least ignore the laws on the books. I believe such an indiscriminate approach would be both unwise and unfair." On October 14th, 2010, the president said, and I quote, "I do have an obligation to make sure that I'm following some of the rules. I can't simply ignore the laws that are out there. On October 25th, 2010, the president said, and I quote, "I am president. I am not king. I can't do these things just by myself. I can't just make up the laws by myself." On March 28th, 2011, the president said, and I quote, "America is a nation of laws, which means that I, as president, am obligated to enforce the law." On April 20th, 2011, the president said, and I quote, "I can't solve this problem by myself. I just can't do it by myself." On April 29th, 2011, the president said, and I quote, "Some here wish I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works." On May the 10th, 2011, the president said, and I quote, "They wish I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself, but that's not how democracy works." On July 25th, 2011, the president said, and I quote, "The idea of doing these things on my own is very tempting, but that's not how our system works. That's not how our democracy functions. That's not how our Constitution is written." On September 28th, 2011, the president said, and I quote, "We live in a democracy. You have to pass bills through the legislature, then I can sign them." On September 20th, 2012, the president said, and I quote, "What I've always said is that as head of the executive branch, there's a limit to what I can do." On October 16th, 2012, the president said, and I quote, "We're a nation of laws, and I've done everything I can on my own." On January 30th, 2013, the president said, and I quote, "I am not a king. I'm head of the executive branch. I'm required to follow the law." On January 30th, 2013, the president also said, and I quote, "I'm not a king. You know, my job as head of the executive branch is ultimately to carry out the law." On February 14th, 2013, the president said, and I quote, "The problem is that I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States." July 16th, 2013, the president said, and I quote, "I think that it's very important for us to recognize that the way to solve this problem has to be legislative." On September 17th, 2013, the president said, and I quote, "My job in the executive branch is supposed to be to carry out the laws that are passed. But if we start broadening that, then essentially I would be ignoring the law." On November 25th, 2013, the president said, and I quote, "The easy way out is to try to yell and pretend I can do something by violating our laws. That's not our tradition." On March the 6th, 2014, the president said, and I quote, "I cannot ignore those laws any more than I could ignore any other of the laws on our books." And on August the 6th, 2014, the president said, and I quote, "I am bound by the Constitution. I am bound by the separation of powers." To think that the president of the United States actually studied constitutional law is one thing. He didn't just teach or learn constitutional law, he taught it as well. But now his actions suggest that he's forgotten what these words even mean. Enough is enough. By their votes last November, the people made clear that they wanted more accountability from this president. And by our votes here today, we will heed their will. And we will keep our oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America.
That was Speaker Boehner on the floor of the House. That was the 14th of January last week. As you can hear, Speaker Boehner laid out 22 times when the President of the United States, a constitutional scholar who taught the Constitution, has recently violated that sacred document, the highest law on our land, on this immigration thing. And Speaker Boehner has risen on the floor of the House representing us and the American people so that everybody's grandchildren can still enjoy the Constitution in future years. This is not just a fight between the Republicans or the Democrats, independents. It's a fight that all Americans should be interested in. We here at WFYL have a weekly constitutional series that describes the Constitution and how it limits the federal government, what rights it gives to the American people. It's we the people. It's stressed repeatedly by Bruce Stocking, and this recent situation where the president has welcomed all these illegal aliens into the United States is an invasion of the sovereignty of the United States. To ship them to all the states like Massachusetts and New York, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, makes this unacceptable. The Congress is right to address this. They should have addressed it a long time ago. We need to respect the people that are coming to America that see the torch of freedom here, that admire our country because of our Constitution, because of the rights it gives them if they become citizens. A whole bunch of people have legitimately come here following the rule of law, and indeed we are a nation of immigrants, and we need to continue that tradition, but we need to seal the border. It could send all kinds of illegal aliens and so on and so forth into the country. So we're basically need to monitor the situation closely, because right now we have a constitutional crisis, and we need to watch things very closely. If you're not hearing this much on the other news outlets, but you're definitely going to hear it here. And we're going to go for a break here, and we'll be right back. This is WFYL, 1180 AM.
We'll endure until the day Congress discovers that it can bribe the public with the public's money. Unknown.
Join me, Carla Dedessi, here every Friday from 8 until 9 for Your Family Matters. This is going to be an epic year, 2015, for Your Family Matters. We are going to continue to protect your family, your faith, while we are having fun. We're going to bring cutting-edge news to you, the current events, current resources and tools that are going to give you the best family ever. So strap on your seatbelt and join me for this wild ride in 2015 on Your Family Matters every Friday morning. Don't miss us.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
In Leviticus 27, 9 and 10, God taught the Israelites that when you make a vow to Him, you can't go back on it. And your promises must be kept. God takes your vow very seriously. If you have made a vow to give 10% of your income, suddenly something has come up that makes it very difficult, or maybe you realize that all of a sudden your faithful stewardship has become a little bit more costly than you thought. Listen, God expects that you will keep your promises, even if it's difficult to do so.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
This is WFYL, 1180 AM on your dial. It's Thursday, 22nd of January. There's a dusting of snow. The roads are clear. It's overcast, so we'll wait and see what the weather brings to us. Hopefully, we won't get any more snow. We're here in the studio. We just went over some momentous events happening in Washington, where Speaker Boehner basically outlined or documented 22 times that the President Obama said that he couldn't do what he just did. So by his own actions, he's violating the Constitution. And not only did he say it once, but 22 times that he shouldn't have done it. There's rumors that he's already got his plan for if the Congress does the obvious thing and impeaches him for doing this. So we'll see what the Republicans do. Anyway, there's a lot of other things coming up in the next 2 hours here in the morning show at WFYL, and I'm going to have a Bible verse read now. Susan, this is Al Locke, and my wife Susan's going to read the verse.
Good morning, everyone. This is Susan Locke. As Al said, it's Thursday, the 22nd of January. We're filling in for the New Day team this morning, and following on the tales of what Al was playing there, Boehner's words about the Constitution, I would just like to read some words of Benjamin Franklin. At a time when, in 1787, the Constitutional Convention and the future of the United States was on the verge of collapse, he made an extraordinary appeal. They had prayed before, he said, when the nation was in peril. And he said, "And have we now forgotten this powerful friend? Or do we imagine we no longer need his assistance? The longer I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid?" The Bible verse that I would like to read is Galatians 6:9. "And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint in acting nobly and doing right. For in due time and at the appointed season we shall reap, if we do not loosen and relax our courage and faint."
Those are pertinent words today or any day. I think we need to all persevere, all pray, and all mainly pray for our leaders and our obviously families. But President Obama, we need to pray for, and Speaker Boehner and all the representatives we have in Washington, D.C. But the thing that needs to be said here is that, as Speaker Boehner said, we're in a constitutional crisis. Constitutional experts have said that, the American people are too dumb to realize what's going on. The reality of it is that, it doesn't take a whole lot of intelligence to realize that the president's not a dictator, and he needs to consult with the Congress. They need to pass the laws, and the laws need to be enforced by the president. That's the way it's always been. That's the way I hope it's going to be in the indefinite future. If we allow the president or the Congress or the Supreme Court to exceed their boundaries as set on by the Constitution, then we're going to have problems, long-term problems. So we need to watch diligently, write our representatives, and explain to them that we expect them to follow the Constitution and basically do what's right and proper. And we have a very, very big vested interest in this. And if we don't act and we sit on the sidelines, it's not going to be in our best interest. So here we are, and we have some. We have an interview coming up, two interviews actually, Michelle Faust, and Representative Diamond, and we're going to have them on in the next hour. So stick with us, and I'm sure you'll find the information well worth it. Susan, you want to tell a little bit about Michelle's background? She's going to be on in the next 5 minutes, hopefully. She has a resume here.
Michelle Fauston will be joining us here at WFYL in just a couple of weeks regularly. She'll be here today and next Thursday again to introduce herself and let all the listeners know about her. She has an executive and Duke MBA with Wharton Executive Education, over 20 years of strategy, marketing, and finance experience. She's worked with many businesses, many types of businesses, helping them with their marketing and their strategies and so on. She's going to be presenting a program called Accelerating Your Business, which will be on Thursdays at 7:35. And today she'll be just introducing herself. This will be a call-in program, or it can either be call-in or you can email questions to her at askmichelle@1180wfyl.com. So we're really looking forward to having you meet her over the air this morning, and we look forward to her program. And we also have some other new programs that we would like to let you know. We have often replayed William Federer's interview from last May. He gave an overview of history in that hour interview, and we've never had as much reaction to anything as we have had to that. And I'm delighted to announce that he is going to start a weekly program on Mondays at 8 o'clock, a call-in program so that listeners can call in and ask him questions personally. He'll be calling us from where he lives out in Kansas City, and we are just really grateful for this opportunity. And also, another announcement is that in about 2 weeks, we'll be beginning a daily call-in program from 12 to 1 with Pastor Sam Rohrer, head of the Pennsylvania and American Pastors Network, and Dr. Gary Dahl, one of his associates in that group, who is out in Altoona, Pennsylvania, Faith Baptist Church pastor there, and also David Kistler, evangelist from North Carolina. They're going to be joining forces to present a program called Stand in the Gap Today, which will be news from a Christian perspective with calls welcomed from our listeners. So we look forward to that. You can check out our website. Go to 1180wfyl.com to find out about that. We look forward very much to starting these new programs. We have several others, too. If you take a look at our website, you'll see those coming up. We have a new pet show starting soon, also one called The Balanced Life. So a lot of new things coming up soon here on the station on WFYL that we hope you will enjoy.
Here at the station, we're very happy to have started the Pennsylvania Pastors Network morning Stand in the Gap Sunday morning from 11 to 12. And it went from our station to six or eight stations in Pennsylvania. Now it's 140 stations across the nation. And let's go to the break here.
Associates Broadcasting, LLC. WFYL operates on an assigned carrier frequency of 1180 kilohertz as authorized by the Federal Communications Commission. Streaming live online at 1180wfyl.com. If you have any questions or comments about our programming, call 610-539-1783.
God bless America. My home, sweet home.
I could go call her on her cell phone.
You take a test to get your driver's license. You take a test to find out about your cholesterol. So how do you know if you have dangerous levels of radon gas in your home? Take the test. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. It's odorless, colorless, and radioactive. Testing is quick and inexpensive. So take the test. It could save your life. Sponsored by the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection.
You're back here at WFYL, 1180 AM, here in Jeffersonville, near Pennsylvania, near Valley Forge, in the city of Philadelphia. WFYL covers basically an 80-mile radius. Goes from Reading to actually south of Wilmington, New Jersey, down in the Lancaster area. And we have a dedicated listening audience. We have a whole lot of people that intelligent people that like our programming. And this, we're really excited about William Fetter coming on. We called him, excuse me, and we had an hour-long interview with him. And he basically gave us the history of the world in an hour, but it was such a concise, amazing insight into the man's mind and indeed into the history of the world that we played it like four times. Every time we play it, people call us and want copies of it. They want to give it to their grandchildren. They want to give it to their children. I asked the one man asked me for a copy, and he said, do I owe you anything? I said, well, $10. And basically, he gave us $40. You know, that's the kind of intellect and personality that we're going to have coming on. And Sam Rohr is of similar quality, indeed, with a godly backing, godly worldview. That is, we're really excited to put these people on, and we're basically going to have a good program, and basically we're looking forward to having this this ongoing, getting Sam out there to the world. So we're going to go back to some of our advertisement. We'll be right back.
.com. And that's Accelerating Your Business, airing every Thursday morning from 7:34 to 8 a.m., starting February 5th on WFYL. Looking forward to hearing from you.
I'm a salesperson at a replacement window company, and I'm saying do not replace all your windows right now. I'm Ted Kuntz from Renewal by Anderson. In this weather, our customers only want to replace their worst windows and patio doors. So, we're having a January Draft Buster sale. Replace just your four draftiest windows now, and your fifth window is free. You don't have to suffer another cold winter in your home, but you also don't have to replace all your windows. Replace just those four bad windows, and get your fifth window free. And get incredible financing. Zero money down, zero payments, and zero interest for 1 year. Our January Draft Buster sale is almost over. Call for a free Renewal by Anderson brochure or DVD. Call 1-800-848-8811. 1-800-848-8811. 1-800-848-8811. That's 1-800-848-8811.
Go ahead and start.
This is WFYL 1180 AM. We're on the air. I hope we have Michelle on the line. Michelle, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
Good, good. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. I was just telling the listeners a little bit ago about you, and I wonder if you could just tell them a little bit about yourself.
No problem. Yes. Well, I am president and CEO of MJF Strategy. That is a fancy way of saying it, a growth strategy consulting firm, but in plain language, I help companies to grow and figure out how to expand their business and become and remain profitable.
That's wonderful. How long have you been doing this?
I've actually been doing this on my own for the past 10 years, and in general, I've been doing it since 1996, so quite a long time.
Are you located here in the Philadelphia area?
Yes, I am. I live in Montgomery County, and I've been here for the past 13 years.
How did you get involved in doing this? What, has it always been something you were interested in?
Actually, no. I mean, I've always been interested in business, and I've been very fortunate to have been working for many different companies for a long time. However, after starting my career off in finance and accounting, I wanted to get an opportunity to help companies on the other side, meaning not just looking at their businesses from an operational standpoint, but actually helping to figure out how to grow the top line, since so many companies have a problem when it comes to doing that. And so I learned about an area called consulting, strategy or management consulting. I went to school for it, and I worked for some large companies and firms to kind of hone the skills. And it actually became a passion of mine to really be able to go into a company, listen to what they have to say, whether it's solving a problem or helping them to reach their goals, and being able to do it in a holistic way, which oftentimes many people don't do. So I've come to learn to love it over the years, and I've been able to help a lot of companies ranging from very small to very large.
That's wonderful. I can hear the passion in your voice for it. That's great. And we're thrilled that you're going to be having this program on our station coming up soon. Can you tell the listeners a little bit about your vision for that?
Yes, absolutely. So the program is going to be called Accelerating Your Business, and that is exactly what my goal is to do for listeners who can call in and ask any business question that they like, anything related to what's going to help them to grow their business and take it to the next level. I've again mentioned that I've worked with a lot of companies over the years, and what I find is a lot of times that business owners and executives, they have these pressing questions, but they really don't know who they can ask of, and they don't have the right soundboards oftentimes, and so this will be a mechanism to go in and call free of charge, and I'll be there to help them get to wherever they need to go and answer whatever question that they have, since I know that there are many pressing questions that oftentimes people just don't have an outlet to actually communicate.
That's wonderful. And I had mentioned before, and perhaps you can tell them again, in addition to being able to call in, they can email questions to you, right?
Absolutely. They can email me at askmichelle@1180wfyl.com. And it's spelled exactly how it sounds, and it's Michelle with two L's. I know sometimes people have Michelle with just one L. But it's Ask Michelle, so askmichelle at 1180wfyl.com. And for those who email early, I'll actually get a chance to respond to those questions the first time the show airs, which is scheduled for February 5th, starting from 7:34 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
That's correct. Good. Well, we're really looking forward to that program. I wanted to ask you, what has been the main influence in your life, do you think?
I think the main influence in my life, well, from a business standpoint or just a standpoint in general?
Both.
Okay, both. I would say from a business standpoint, the influence in life is really, you know, the ability to see people, you know, grow and learn and take something from an idea and actually do something that not just helps to fulfill themselves but benefits others. I mean, I think a lot of times when people think about business, yes, you think about the dollars and cents, and that's extremely important. But you're also impacting lives, regardless of what it is that you do, whether people think it's functional or not. And so the ability to do that and do it well is something that has helped me a lot. I've also been very fortunate that from very, very young, I've always had a lot of mentors. And these were just people who took time to just take me under their wing. And they just happened to be, you know, executives and business owners and teachers and things of that nature. And so, you know, getting their input and their guidance and helping me to understand how to do everything and then build upon the skill sets I've been able to acquire is something that's been just a huge impact. So I always believe so much in that model because it really does, you know, help you, and it does definitely does help you to help others, which is really at the end of the day what's really important. In terms of a personal standpoint, I would say the one who had the most impact on me, she just passed away last year, but my grandmother. She is actually an amazing woman and always believed in living life to the fullest. And honestly, I believe that you can only live life to the fullest if you are operating in your gifts and if you are doing it in a way that is efficient and effective and you have the balance in your life to be able to do it. And she always instilled that in me, aside from the fact that she had seven girls and yet didn't get her first gray hair until she was 65. amazing.
Wow.
Woman. So things like that, I mean, even though it has nothing to do exactly with business, you know, hard work and being able to have that balance, I think, is also important as well. And I think, honestly, for a lot of people who are operating business, that's also very important. You always want to work very, very hard and do your best and learn what you need to learn and get the help you need when you need to get it and not be prideful to not get it, but at the same time have the balance so that you're also healthy and, you know, you can really live a full, abundant life.
That's wonderful. She was an inspiration to you, and now you're an inspiration to others, too. So we really look forward to our association with you. We look forward to your program, and I think it will be a really good one for the listeners. Is there anything else you would like to share, any particular tips or things you would like people to be watching for?
I guess I would just say that, you know, it's still relatively a new year, right? We're still in the month of January. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for those who haven't done it yet, I think it's really be a good time to kind of sit down and think about what your goals are. Some companies are very good in terms of, you know, identifying what they are and already kind of implementing. But for many business owners, especially small business owners, you're just kind of going along and, you know, getting what you can type of thing. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But I would just say for them to just take a step back and really think about, you know, what do you want? Because you really have to have a good vision of where your goal is at, and, you know, see where you are, see where the gaps are, and really try to, you know, put in the right strategies and put in the right plans in place to, you know, try to move towards that goal. You know, everything can't just always be we get this here, we get that there, if you're really trying to move forward. Again, there's nothing wrong with the other part either, but I think getting to that place and then being able to have that direction will really take a lot of businesses and companies very far. And again, making sure that you're very honest with yourself and your team and your employees about, you know, where the strengths are, where the weaknesses are, and then getting help for those in order to move over that hump and continue to get to wherever it is that you want to achieve. I think it's very important.
That's good advice. Is that the sort of advice that you bring to your clients when you go in to help businesses?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, you know, starting off with whatever the goal is, and sometimes it can be a numeric goal. Sometimes it can just be, you know, they're not sure what the number is. But let's say they have a new product or a new idea, and they're trying to figure out how to launch it or something like that. But whatever it is, at least they know, okay, this is where we want to go. Or if they don't know, I can help them with that too. But after you figure that out, then, of course, you know, it's really about helping the company or the business understand, okay, who am I targeting? Where is the market? How can I really maximize revenue and still remain profitable in such a way that, you know, is best for my company? And, you know, when I help the companies, I help them, again, to achieve whatever it is that they need to achieve and also to do it in a way that is not going to make them bust at the seams or, you know, make it something that's going to blow up, because you want to be consistent and you want to be sustainable. So, you know, any way you can get more customers and sell more products, any way you can, you know, streamline your operations so that you're working efficiently, or if you want to move into a new market, well, the new market for someone might be I have my business in Montgomery County and I want to go into Delaware County. Mm-hmm. Or it can be something, you know, I'm in Pennsylvania and I want to sell to the U.S. or I want to sell globally. I mean, people have different goals, and that's all fine. But when I help the companies, it's really helping them to, again, maximize what they can, their potential, and then work in such a way that's best for them, because it has to be tailored so that they're able to meet and achieve their goals. And so that's what I do, and that's what I love, and that's what I'm looking forward to sharing with more.
Very good. We are speaking with Michelle Faustin, who will be starting a new program on our station called Accelerating Your Business here at 1180 WFYL on February 5th on Thursdays at 7:34 in the morning, and we are really looking forward to it. One other thing I was wondering, Michelle, without identifying your clients, of course, are there any particular success stories or particular stories you would like to share as examples of successes for them?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I can pick one. Let's see. Well, I'll pick one that was a relatively small company that's trying to grow in a big way. So this particular company happened to be a technology company. They actually came up with a software package that could, in essence, let's just say, connect very large companies, very small companies, and also connect the middleman in between.
Mm-hmm.
So for that kind of model, it, fancy name is called two-tier distribution, but that just means you have different levels. In that particular model, there are actually many different industries that they could actually target. And that's a lot of times what a lot of companies have. You have a product or a service, and technically you can sell it to a lot of different people, or you can offer it. But, you know, you don't always want to offer it to everyone. Again, you have to figure out which ones are the best for you. So I actually help them to come up to what's called like a market entry strategy. I help them to enter new markets and figure out which markets they should enter first. The first one ended up being pharmaceutical market, and the other one ended up being electronics. And then I also came up with a how-to plan, a step-by-step plan to actually train their employees and train their staff so that they didn't I didn't just leave and they didn't know how to do it themselves. So I help them to successfully enter those two markets and then train them to enter the rest on the list that we had come up with, which I believe was about 8 to 10. And they were a company that had their goals of, they were about $2 million company, and they were actually trying to grow to $20 million in 2 years.
Wow.
And so I got them, yeah, so very, very big jump. Again, not many companies, you know, want to grow that big, but for them, that's what their goals were, and so I helped them to the layout and put in the plan to do it. And then also in terms of entering the market, I help them to do what a lot of companies, well, some companies do it, but not a lot of businesses don't do it. It's figuring out when you're entering a new market, you know, you can't just say, okay, I have this, I want to target X. You kind of have to break it down. And so we took the one product and I actually made it into multiple products so that you have, let's say, a baseline product, which would be, let's say, the equivalent of, let's say, a Rolex. You were wearing a watch, and then a high-end product, which is the Timex, for the low-end one, and then for the higher, bigger clients, we had what's called like a Rolex offering in terms of being able to do it. So they were actually able to, you know, project out and gain a lot more revenue.
That's
and a lot
great.
More
well, thank
than
you,
they thought before.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks for sharing that. We need to go to a break now. We thank you so much for being on today, and we look forward to hearing from you next week too.
Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Lights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's a new day.
Join Andrew Turner, Bruce Stocking, and myself, Corinne Lillis, Tuesday through Thursday mornings from 7 to 9 a.m., right here on 1180 WFYL.
You need to know what's going on in Harrisburg. Hi, I'm Gwen Alexander, Executive Director of Action of PA and the host of Your Voice Matters, heard here on WFYL Monday mornings from 8 to 9. Tune in to find out what your representatives are doing with your money. If you missed any of my previous interviews, check out the podcast page on 1180WFYL.com to hear my exclusive interviews with prominent Pennsylvanians. An informed citizen really makes your voice matter.
Trinity Associates Incorporated has been in the electrical power testing business for over 35 years. We've specialized in working for some of the biggest firms in Philadelphia, and indeed America. Not only do big firms appreciate our expertise because of their size, but they can compare us to our competitors. They appreciate our reasonable prices. In fact, many of the largest firms call us year after year for sometimes 35 years in a row. We can provide the same service for smaller firms, bringing the same expertise and reasonable prices. Call Trinity Associates Incorporated for your electrical power testing needs and a free quote. Not all electrical power testing firms are the same. Call Trinity Associates Incorporated at 610-876-6428. That's 610-876-6428. Visit their website at trinityassos.com. That's trinityassos.com.